Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Derrick Henry, after the loss on Monday Night Football, tough loss, as we've talked about, and talked about a lot yesterday. It's made national news how frustrating things were for the Ravens with their Super Bowl or bust expectations in the eyes of a lot of people, and I'm assuming a lot of people in that locker room have those expectations. But for Derrick Henry, 3 games, 3 fumbles. 2 of the fumbles, costly. Against Buffalo, when the Ravens were trying to close the deal against the Bills, he fumbles. They score a touchdown, get right back in the game. Against Cleveland, Ravens recovered the fumble. Even Ross Tucker was like unbelievable on the call for CBS at the time. I can't believe he's fumbled 2 games in a row. He done fumble. And then again on Monday night, that sets up a field goal for Detroit. As the momentum had changed, the Ravens had actually got a stop defensively, which was rare for them. So Derrick Henry, a guy headed to Canton, a guy who has been brilliant for Tennessee, was great for the Ravens last year, was outstanding in game one. And I Cleveland schemed him up in game two. No harm, no foul. Ravens still put 41 on the board. But then Monday night, it looked like first quarter, he was well on his way to 100 yards rushing, finished with 50. We don't remember the touchdown that tied the game 7-7.
No.
And he's not talking about that either. He's talking about the fumble that in their own territory that put them at a disadvantage. And I saw Chris Canty and Stephen A. Smith screaming at each other via the Facebook replay thingy, because when they're on the air, we're here, of course. But Canty's like, now he's a concern for the Ravens because of his inability to, contain the football. And Stephen A's like, hey, little cold streak, nothing to see here, please disperse. So I'm leaning in Stephen A. Smith's direction on this one. But you saw the reaction that Henry had, Vinny?
Oh, yeah.
Which was, one of, go to your room. And he slammed his thing and laid in his bed. And
Yeah.
He was pissed. And then apologized to his teammates again.
Yeah.
This is a guy, they're usually kissing his ass instead of someone who's apologizing. So he's taking accountability. The question is, now that it's become somewhat of a national narrative, is this a concern? Derrick Henry's ball security.
I would say that somewhat of a here's what Spagnuolo is going to be telling his guys now, the Kansas City defensive coordinator. Would Henry try to punch the ball out? In the past, when he fumbled 2 times in his career, you would never like try to punch it out.
Yeah.
Now guys are punching it out, and what they're doing is they are punching it out. So, yeah, like the Hutchinson one, Bob, that one was like from behind. That's when he's getting the one down on the goal line. That one was from the side. Yeah, he gets it away from his body a little bit, in those type situations where he's got to be high and tight. Just who was the Giants guy that fumbled? Coughlin made him go high and tight all the time.
Oh, Tiki Barber.
Yeah, Tiki Barber. And then he became real good. I think it's just something that he's going to have to concentrate and focus on, because it's weird that it's happening. And let me just say this. The thing that you got to do with Derrick Henry, what defense is trying to do with Derrick Henry, don't let the big dude get going, you know? So that's why they're putting eight in the box and they're coming, they're attacking right away. Because they don't want to let him get going, because once he gets going, then he's unstoppable. But they've it's been kind of an ugly 2 weeks for the Ravens' run game.
Yeah, less than 100 yards?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. No. And how much did they have against Buffalo? Over 200? And Derrick Henry was incredible in that one. And this is usually one of the best run games in the NFL, and has been since the second half of 2018. Give you a little history lesson, which we all remember, hopefully. First half of that year, Joe Flacco quarterback, Ravens were one of the worst running teams in football.
Yep.
Then he gets hurt. Lamar takes over at 4-5, the Ravens record. Ravens go 6-1, make the playoffs. They went from being in what, the low 20s to maybe in the 30s, to finish in the top five in rushing offense with Lamar and Gus Edwards basically toting the rock. And then next year, they bring Mark Ingram into the equation, and they were the best rushing team in the history of the National Football League. So back-to-back, less than 100-yard rushing games? You usually have a guy rushing for 100 yards, much less a team.
Yeah, I think what Harbs has got to get figured out is today's going to be a really interesting conversation with Harbs. I think it's at 4:15. Something like that.
Yeah, 4:30. Practice 3:15.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to hear what he's got to say, because kind of left you hanging, because he really didn't have any answers on Sunday or Monday night. It was, I got to look at the film. Got to look at the film, you know, and the film is not going to be kind to him. And the biggest thing, Bob, that you don't like is, why did my guys not show up like ready to go? 20 missed tackles. We got out hit. We got out physical. We did, you know, what we did to them 2 years ago, they did to us.
Sure. On national TV.
Yes.
No less. A day in which your quarterback.
I've never seen him that frustrated, Bob.
I had 140 plus quarterback rating, but watching NFL Network this morning, and Mark Ross, former GM of the Giants, he was kind of blaming the Ravens offense, not for the loss, but they didn't make adjustments. He said they were going man, and the safeties were in here kind of.
Yeah.
Raven, Monken and Lamar didn't adjust to what they were. They were taking the run away from you. Where are your adjustments to what they're doing to you defensively here?
Yeah. And well, when you get a lot of man coverage, you want a lot of crossing routes and pick type stuff to create, you know, openings for people. You know, Bob, I watched the play.
We got film coming, by the way.
Yeah, the two-point play, Bob. You might have been a slip. I didn't.
No, I saw it. Yeah, because
Zay Flowers couldn't have been more open.
Yeah, that was the window dressing TD to Andrews.
Yes. But then they would have had two more points. But he threw it so far over Zay's head and behind. I've never, like, early in the game, Lamar looked so frustrated. And I don't know why he was so frustrated from the get-go.
Well, for the Ravens, they're 1-2. Task at hand is Kansas City. They're back at practice today. John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson, and others going to meet with the media later in the afternoon. 4:25 kickoff. Ravens are still 2.5-point favorites in this matchup of two disappointing teams. And unless there's a tie, the loser of this game is going to be 1-3 at the end of September. Not where you want to be. Well, the Ravens, I think, you're in Pittsburgh's 2-1, Cincy's 2-1, but they're going to plummet.
Yeah.
And then you got Cleveland 1-2 like you. Chargers are okay. You figure Denver's going to start to percolate here. Yeah, Raiders or whatever. You're there. But the Chiefs have a team in L.A. that could kind of really, and they've already beaten them this year, could kind of distance themselves. KC might be looking at a wild card. And if they go to 1-3, division hopes, unless they go Detroit Tigers here with the Chargers, are pretty slim.
Yeah, I haven't watched the Kansas City film. I'll do that, you know, tonight or in the morning.
Yeah, we got them tomorrow.
Yeah, but, I mean, Bob, even like statistically, Mahomes only completing like 58% of his pass. You know, I mean, they're not doing anything.
They were snooze-festing against the Giants.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're just, they're not playing very well.
Can't run the ball. Kelsey's, who knows what's going on with him? Is Andy Reid kind of bumped up into him? I thought Hollywood Brown would maybe take off a little bit, minus Worthy and Rice. Yeah, so, I mean, that's not your daddy's 3, 4, 5 years ago Kansas City offense where they could strike from anywhere on the field. They grind out points now.
Yeah, nothing is easy for them right now. Nothing.
But Ravens are favored. I guess Las Vegas always knows more than we do. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. It's Vinny at 81057. The Fan, Nolan McGraw, other side of glass. We'll hear from him. We'll come back, take your phone calls. Orioles win last night by Dean Kramer's one hitter through 6 innings. 6-0 was the final score. Jordan Westberg, 2-for-3 with a ribby. Gunner drove in 2. Colton Cowser hit a 2-run blast off a left-handed pitcher. So the Orioles win game 1 of this series. Kobe Mayo, 2-for-2. He's having a great September, so maybe pump up that trade value. Mm-hmm. Throw him in with some other people. Maybe get a self-starting pitcher, too. But we shall see what Mike Elias has in store for Orioles fans in the offseason. Maryland football is off this week. They have a bye at 4-0. Nice rest before Washington comes to town next Saturday. We talked about this yesterday. Dave LaMonaco, Buzz Williams got a big 4-star basketball recruit. We'll get into all of that and more. But got Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens defense first because it was ugly. And we'll get into that, but your phone calls are next. It's Woman Crush Wednesday here on 105.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seven the Fan. If it rains, we'll be inside. If it doesn't, we're going to be, we'll figure it out. But it's the last day of a season that started in March with great promise. And it's going to end at Yankee Stadium. Very disappointing. But handle your business here, last two home games of the year. They got a lot of their dudes back. And we'll see how the final few games goes for the Birds until Mike Elias has an extremely important offseason to get into. You got a manager, you got a GM, a couple starting pitchers, Thumper in the middle of the lineup, a lot of people in the bullpen. Other than that, hey, let's make it happen. We're good.
The manager announcement's got to be bam, bam.
When you get your GM, because Elias is going to pick the manager anyway. I think they hire the GM first, even though the Orioles have officially not announced that he's been promoted to president. But
yeah,
the cat's out of the bag. So you get a GM in to be his sounding board. Then you hire the new skip. And I hope Tony Manzolino does get a fair opportunity to interview for the job and break out some data
that shows
that he could be capable of being that guy. And then it's off to the winter meetings and maybe actually making a splash.
I think...
And open in that checkbook.
Come big, Bob. Let's go big.
I mean, you saw what happened this offseason 2 years ago. The Orioles and Rays were the two best teams. Orioles won 101 games. Tampa won 99. Just 2 years later, they're the two worst teams. Now, Tampa, you can kind of get. They don't even have a stadium. They got a new owner, by the way, voted in yesterday. Yeah. But for the Orioles, no. Blip on the radar or a sign that the liftoff was stalled? I still stand with my statement from months ago. A year from now, the Orioles will be in they'll be Toronto next year, which Toronto was last year, sucking like the Orioles are this year. I don't know. Just Google it. Let's get out to the phones. Ravens back in practice today, taking on the Chiefs on Sunday afternoon, 4:25. Baltimore's favorite. by 2.5. Let's go to PT in Towson. PT, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, guys. You've really weathered the storm over the last 24 hours. I really appreciate it. A lot of great calls, but, of course, I'm only going to go after the callers that I thought were, you know, out to lunch. There was one character referencing Stephen A. Smith. If you want information, you come here. This is where the information is. Stephen A. Smith is a lot of noise, but he doesn't really, you know, there's no really information.
Substance.
Thank you, Vinny. Yeah, I mean, there really is. But it is what it is. I mean, somehow he's got it.
All right,
move
on.
Let's go.
We got a lot of callers here. Let's go. We're not here to talk about Stephen A. Smith.
Right. Well, actually, and again, Bob, you clip me at the knees every chance you get. But how you don't have a vote in the Oriole thing
right.
is nonsensical.
When I had it for 10 years, it's not like I've never had it for 10 years. And all of a sudden, I got sidestabbed. I don't even think my back was turned. I don't know who decides that sort of thing. But I wouldn't have voted for Colton Cowser or Dylan Carlson. That's all I'll say. I'd have been Rogers, Gunner, and Jackson Holliday. Let's move on with our day. Next.
Right. Yeah, you just want a guy that votes reasonably. I mean, people that voted for Cowser and the outfielder, the name escapes me.
Carlson.
It's just, yeah, it's nonsensical. I mean, let's just make sense. Let's have intelligent people that really care about the vote in place, but that's something else. But my deal with the Ravens, going for two was nonsensical after that last touch, that late touchdown. You got the best player on the field, Lamar Jackson, and you're going to run a running back pass play? That makes no sense. The Bills
end of pass play. That was on third down. That wasn't two-point play.
Yeah, that almost got picked
off.
The
two-point play was wide open.
No, I'm saying those two plays, the two-point play, it makes no sense to go for two there. Is what I'm saying. And then the first down play where you're running a running back pass play, you've got a guy that runs 4-3-4. He's the MVP in the league. You might roll him out. You don't take him out of the equation. You're playing 9-on-11 at that point when you've got Henry running around the end, and then he throws it up for grabs. I mean, they look ridiculous if that play's picked off. They were just fortunate it wasn't picked off. I'm just saying I'm seeing plays where average coaches make better decisions. And I know everybody's on board with Harbaugh and everybody loves him, but I think you can see where four wins in the last 12 seasons in the playoffs, man, he can tell us that we're losers because we haven't won a Super Bowl all he wants. If he doesn't get results this year, it's on him. And I'll leave with this, Vinny, real quick.
Yes, please, because we have a whole bank of calls here, PT.
I know.
You're filibustering right now.
I am. I got a lot to say, you know it, Bob.
Well, yeah.
George Seifert, right, was an unbelievable coach when he was coaching the best team, best talent in the NFL. But when he transitioned to another team, his record was horrible.
All right. Thank you, PT. So George Seifert, a product of what was left over for him in San Francisco, I guess is what PT is saying. Left to his own devices. Couldn't get it done. Is he trying to imply that if Harbaugh left Baltimore, he would suck?
I don't... That, you know why George Seifert, Carolina thought that George was Bill Walsh. I mean, they gave him control of everything, Bob, and George could not, he wasn't up to that task.
Well, let's look at it too. Steve Mariucci, who's now doing TV, left San Francisco, went to Detroit, and things didn't work out all that great for him either.
Yeah, no question.
Let's get back to the phone. Shiloh in West Baltimore. Shiloh, thanks for holding. What's up, bud?
Good morning. Good morning to the best in the world. Hey, Vinny.
Yeah.
Hey, Vinny.
Yo.
Look, man. I'm talking. Look, check this out, Vinny. Now, there's a lot I want to say, but sometimes you forget when you wait in the hole, right? And that's no insult to the team. Hey, Vinny, real fast, right? Now, I'm looking at. Do you think Bob Andrew? Do you think we have the talent on the team to go far, really? And I ask that question for a reason. Go ask the question first, let me just say this real fast. Look, really, and no, because I have so much to say. Right,
well, go ahead, really. Say it. Let's go. Come on, Shiloh, baby. You got this. You've called in many
Settle
times
down,
before.
Shiloh.
There you go.
Listen to this real fast. Look, really, in three games already, right, we putting the scores up, but I don't see the chemistry. I don't see it, really. And it's like, I say this because when we beat Cleveland, I say I don't like that win. Because when we played against Buffalo, even though we scored 40, we lost against these dudes last year. We lost against these dudes first game of the season. playing it. So really, the reason why I ask you, do we have the talent or do we have the plans? Because we keep coming up short. And I tell you this, Bob, look, 2012, yeah, that's the last year we won the Super Bowl. Just 25, Vinny, 13 years later. Like, when does it end? Like, you can have the players, did you put them in a position to win, or did you got the coaches to put the players in a position to win? Vinny, what is the answer? Because I'm going to tell you like this, man. Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
If we don't get it done this year, if we don't get it done this year, man, I'm sorry to say this, man, they got to make change at the head coach, man. I can't sit no other way. Hey, I don't think he's the guy, man. I don't think he is the guy. Now, the reason why I say this is because, look, real fast, Philly, they get it done. Point blank, they get it done. It was Kansas City at first, and then you better watch out for Buffalo because they trying to get it done. What are we doing with all this so-called talent on the team?
All right, Shiloh. There's the point.
Called my name 16 times,
Yes,
Bob.
He did. All right, Whack Harbaugh. He seems as though he's uncomfortable with him.
And the talent.
Well, the talent. Do we overvaluate the talent? Offensive line's underperformed. Fair?
Oh, yes.
Through three games. And defense, we'll get to the film study and that coming up in a few minutes. But there's still enough talent.
Oh, yes.
Based on the other teams in your conference to make a deep run in the playoffs. I'm stating the obvious. A win in Kansas City would behoove them, right?
No doubt. No. Yeah. Because, that, Bob, if you have a good win at Kansas City and you run the football and everything, you know, then, okay, now we're 2-2. Let's move on. I mean, it's still early in the season. And, you know, they two things they need to find out how to do, Bob. They need offensively, all right, when people put 8 in a box, what are we going to do to run the football? Number one. Number two, how are we going to stop the run? You know, I mean, that's the big issue right there.
Bigger concern.
Yeah, because Buffalo and, I mean, right now, the Ravens are 32nd in defense, 31st against the pass, 32nd against the run. I mean, that is as bad as it gets.
And with KC in particular, we'll take a break and then Ray, you're next when we come back and everybody up, Brian, Chris, Trey, and Jay. Chiefs don't run the ball. If we're here next Monday and KC puts up 35 and they rush for a buck 50, we've got problems. Big problems at that. We'll come back. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. You want to vent about the Ravens? Any problems with Derrick Henry fumbling? Yes, you got problems. But is it going to be a season-long issue? Because usually John Harbaugh, he hates turnovers. And in particular, fumbles. Got Vinny's film breakdown of that Ravens defense. It might not be what you want to hear for the second time in 3 weeks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
All right. You wanted it. You needed it. You're getting it. Ravens, 38-30 losers to the Lions this past Monday night. Brutal. A couple of times this year, the Ravens' defense been a little shaky.
Yeah.
One was a quarter-long dilemma. This one Monday night, Vinny, was 60 minutes long.
60, yes.
So let's get right to it. What the hell was going on?
Yeah. Well, watching the film, the biggest thing you notice is that they did not play, the Ravens did not play with the same intensity and toughness as the Detroit Lions. That's number one. Their offensive line, Detroit's offensive line, was coming off the ball. The Ravens' defensive line was catching. That's one of the biggest things. They were catching. And when they're coming off the ball, I feel bad for the linebackers, Roquan and Buchanan. I mean, Roquan had Sewell in his face all night long, you know, or they had the guards in the centers. They never had a free run. They got the crap beat out of him. That was probably one of Roquan. I bet you it was probably one of his most frustrating games. It wasn't a great game for him at all. The guy that stepped up, I thought played the best of any of their defensive front seven was John Jenkins. You know, he had about, I think he had like eight tackles, and he weighs about 370, you know, and he was taking on the double team. He was the only one really getting off of blocks and making plays, you know, and otherwise, and what do I mean by catching? It was like the Detroit lineman was coming off the ball, and the Raven guy was just waiting for him and then like catching him. What you got to do is you got to punch. You got to come off the ball, punch, and then lock out so you can see where the ball's going and then shed and then go tackle the ball. A lot of times you saw throughout the game, the defensive linemen, they would catch and they would lock. They would never get off a block. Never get off a block, you know, or how much lunging did we see? Lunging and missed 20 missed tackles. Where's the focus? That you're not focused if you're missing 20 tackles. You're not zeroed in. The same, you know, and I love Kyle Hamilton, but that wasn't the same Kyle Hamilton that played against the Cleveland Browns that played against Detroit. He was lunging, missing tackles, you know, floating around. No. Same, you know, there was a lot. And Marlon Humphrey? Marlon was bad. Missed tackles, got beat on pass plays. He was bad. You know, so there wasn't a lot of guys. I thought Nate Wiggins played a good game. I thought Nate Wiggins did nice in coverage. Malachi Starks missed some tackles. He gave the long run. He's got to make that play. It's an 8-yard run. You're the last line of defense, man. You got to make that play. Too many lunging and missing tackles. Not bringing your feet. And it just seemed like on both sides of the ball, Bob, where was the focus? They weren't zeroed in. I mean, Detroit played physical, played fast, played with intensity, aggressiveness. I mean, you watch like Aiden Hutchins on one of the sacks. He goes to the ground, gets up, boom, and ends up sacking him again. It's like they were playing with a passion and the Ravens weren't. It was like, okay, we got the crap kicked out of us. I'm sure that Dan Campbell, you know, probably showed them film and, you know, reminded them all week how they got the crap beat out of them. And then they came out and that wasn't happening. And their offense played extremely well. They made the Ravens defense look. Travis Jones was terrible in that game. One of the worst games I've seen him play. And we talked about, you know, you want to make money, play big on a Monday night. And he played like crap on Monday night, falling down, not getting off blocks. He was terrible. Broderick Washington, come on, you got to get off a block every now and then. And like I said, Roquan and Buchanan, they didn't have a chance. They had somebody in their face all day long. Now, the pass rushers, you know, let me just say this about Mike Green. Bob, he showed his speed like plays away. You know, where he could just chase it down. A couple times he did, he showed up there, and then he had another rush where he was over a tight end and pushed him back and caused the errant throw. So, I mean, that was a nice, but it was against the tight end. And then he had another one on a twist where he came up underneath. But when he's going against the tackles, he does nothing. Then that's the problem. Oway, you know, Oway is like the guy that, I was almost there. I was almost there. Tavius Robinson's been a no-show, man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he hadn't done a lot. You know, I still think he needed to have played in the preseason, you know, where he's, I mean, we don't ever hear his name. You don't hear his name. He's not even getting close to the quarterback. You know, he's, well, he was on the Cleveland play, you know, where he caused the fumble with Roquan. But no, I don't think he's playing very well at all. And in the secondary, I said Hamilton didn't play well. Starks missed tackles. Uzier was okay, you know. And Marlon was bad. You know, so, I mean, just defensively, you know, the reason they can't stop the run is because they can't get off blocks and they're catching blocks. That's number one. You got to – defense is about attacking, not – they're playing like you got to play offense on defense. And they're playing cautious on defense, you know. And when you can just line up and we're just going to run it right down your throat, and you do, and there's nothing you do about it, yeah. And like I said, what – because – other teams are going to do the same thing. What are you going to do? Kansas City, how are we going to stop the run? You know, they're the worst team in the league right now against the rush. What are we going to do to stop it? And what adjustments can we make? Now, it'll be interesting to hear what Harbs has to say. Was it scheme or was it players, you know, that screwed up? That's going to be the key thing.
Yep. Number 32 in total defense, and a lot of threes in front of the other categories well. We'll come back, take your phone calls, so stick around. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Favorite female artist or band, Bob, Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. It's Vinny and Andy here on the fan. Stick around for that. Let's get out to the phones. Enough of this nonsense. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, thanks for holding on. How you feeling?
Wonderful. I'm going to get to it because I know you got a lot of calls. But real quick, Vinny, got to pull your Italian card. How's that restaurant that's next to the Wegmans in Harford County? I ain't going to say the name because it's not a sponsor, but it starts with a B, and it's an Italian wine bar.
Cause I've never been. Good? I've never been.
Yeah. It's a good restaurant. It's a good little indoor-outdoor bonfire.
I see it all the time when I go to Wegmans, and I say I need to check it out, but I've never been.
Got you. Just want to pick your brain because I've been in there doing DoorDash and I just wanted to check it out. But anyway, what happened on Monday? It reminded me of something. Right, and kids, Lamar fans, pull up your chair because he's about to get a history lesson from a longtime day one Ravens fan who wasn't in diapers when Ray Lewis first caught that interception in '96. What happened on Monday? It reminded me of the game in 2005 when the Chiefs played the Ravens and Will Shields and Willie Rolfe abused Ray Lewis and Bart Scott so bad. That whole year they got abused so bad it led to them selecting Haloti Ngata. I remember Ray Lewis after the game just whining about, you know, how bad Willie Rolfe and Will Shields and the Chiefs line beat up on him.
Yeah, remember, so he was kind of pouting at the end of that year, too.
Yeah, he was pouting. So, that's the last time, really, I seen the Ravens really get beat on. I mean, it's been other times, but that time stood out because it led to them selecting Haloti Ngata. So, the whole point of what I'm saying is, injuries happen, but it comes down to, for me, in my opinion, as a layman fan, injuries and scheme. So coming up this Sunday, as I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, we underestimate the importance of Isaiah Likely to that offense, and that defense going to pull together. But I will say this, it's do or die on Sunday. This is the Chiefs. This is not just some ordinary person. You know, if one loss to the Chiefs on Sunday, 1-3, it can really send your year out of control. So that's all I got to say, fellas. Y'all guys have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Ray. And to his point, if they lose to KC, and we knew, and Nolan, you can get in here real quick if you want. We looked at the schedule. They went 5 of their first 6 games were against playoff teams from last year.
Yep.
They lose to Kansas City. That means the 3 playoff teams they played from last year, they lost to. We used to have the Rams and Houston's in kind of a dire situation themselves, but that is not. I don't think you 2-2, okay. 3-1's what I thought. I believe I might have said 4-0, but they're 1-3. Nobody saw that.
No, Bob. Nobody, I mean, I expect, and I said this a bunch of times, I expect them to come out of the gate fast because they got everybody back. You know, you got your coordinators back. You got everybody back. And who would have thought? If you'd have said, you know, after week three, what do you think if the Ravens defense is 32nd against the, is 32nd overall, last in against the rush, last against the pass? You say,
no way. Especially against the run.
No doubt. And you were number one last year.
Yep.
You know, and so I don't, it, that's why I can't wait to hear what Harb's got to say today. You know, I mean, what's the matter with the scheme? You know, and why can't we run the ball against an eight-man front? I mean, those are two questions that that I would be asking if I was there.
Yeah, and he'll meet today, as Vinny said, and we'll be hearing all of this tomorrow because he'll be in front of the microphones long after we're off the air. Let's get out to the phones again. Woman Crush Wednesday. We go to Owings Mills. It's Brian. Brian, who are we firing today?
The coach, I'm telling you, Harbaugh. And you know what? You had an answer from yesterday, but you ain't got an answer for this. Bring in Rex Ryan. I'm tired of playing around. This is we trying to win. We're not trying to play these games anymore. Rex can come in here, clean this defense up. He wanted to be he should have been the guy originally. I don't know why they didn't pick him, but he should have been the guy. This guy is qualified. Two AFC title games with the Jets. My God. He didn't have a Lamar Jackson. Imagine if Rex and the fans would love him. It'd be good. He would be a big boost to the town because the fans love Rex. Everybody loves sexy Rex. He can get this defense turned around, put players in the positions that they need to be playing in and not where they should be playing in. All you got to go in here, talk to Chuck, say, well, you know, let me look at what's going on here. Move some pieces around. Let him do his thing. Ain't nobody say you got to make any coaching changes except with the head coach, but Rex can come in and fix this defense and give us some new hope. Breathe life into something that we don't have going on right now. Get this idiot out of here. That's what I'm talking about. Bring in Rex. He would be good for the town. That will give the town a boost. That will give us a boost. I'm tired of I told you. I've been telling you. This dude, Lamar's getting pissed. You're starting to see it. Dude is close to 30 years old and ain't got nothing. Had won nothing. At some point, you have to make a change, and you have to do it now. You know, Michael Jordan would got his rings unless Krause decided to make the change. He had guys that were already on the staff. Phil Jackson right there, bam, Michael win his championships. You got to make the change. This dude ain't – you can't win with him. And I don't want to hear about, you think you get anything? I just told you, Rex got experience. He knows people will love him. He would take – people would embrace him. It would be a momentum shift for us.
All right, Brian wants to get rid of John Harbaugh. I think he's made that perfectly clear. Yeah. Let me just point out this fact real quick. Rex was the DC during Harbaugh's first year in 08 and got the Jets job and did take him to two AFC championship games, which they haven't sniffed since. Then he went to Buffalo.
Oh, it was.
He got fired. So during John Harbaugh's tenure, in which the Ravens have won a lot of games, and look, I think Harbaugh's going to be in the Hall of Fame when it's all said and done. And, you know, we nitpick certain things. But Rex Ryan's been fired from two jobs during John Harbaugh's tenure as head coach of the Ravens. There's a reason he's on ESPN right now.
Right. And they're 1-2. Last year, and like you said, Bob, it feels different. Last year, they were 1-2.
It feels different in a bad way.
So, and they came out of it. So, I mean, it's early. Yeah, and this is... this is normal, you know, the day after a loss, everybody wants to fire the coach. You know, that's normal. All right. You know, and then when they beat Cleveland, everything was fine. Nobody calls. So let's just let it play out. Let's let it play out. That's the thing. But I last year, Bob, at this time, the defense was awful. You know, the pass defense, they were awful. All right, they had communication problems, but the run defense was good, and the offense was spectacular. Now, we can't run the ball, and the pass defense and run defense is bad. What is going on?
And just to point out to me how it feels different, 1-2 versus 1-2. Last year, Ravens lost at Kansas City by a toe, and then losing to the Raiders. That's unacceptable. It is what it is. Then they go win in Dallas.
Yeah.
And they blow Buffalo out on prime time, where Henry rushed for, let's see here, .199. They won 5 in a row after that 1-2 start. So, or the 0-2 start. I, you know what I mean? I mean, Buffalo came in undefeated, and the Ravens pulled their pants down and spanked that hiney in front of a national TV audience. So anyway, we'll get back to your phone calls, 410-583-1057. But coming up next, Charles Walker from the Baltimore Banner. Get his impressions of the team at 1-2 back in practice today. Whip around left 15. Notes from the North. We're going to Pittsburgh. We're going to Cincinnati. And we're going to Cleveland. Talk about a division that everyone thought was going to be the best in football. And the Ravens were going to run away with it. But right now, holy mackerel, Ravens are tied for the Browns for last in the division.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.